What is something that you're looking to get out of today or out of the event or out of the retreat? Is it clarity? Is it a pause? Is it to recharge? Is it to build connections? Is it to learn? You see, setting intentions truly act as your compass, guiding your experiences and ensuring that every activity or every workshop aligns with your growth goals. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome back to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just always want to say thank you so much for listening to our show. Out of all the podcasts you can listen to, I am so blessed and grateful that you listen to ours. I appreciate all of your messages, your DMs, and you guys sharing it on your social media. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, it's been a whirlwind with back-to-back events for me, as well as some of the shakeup that's been happening in the real estate industry. I think it's important for all of us to be informed and be at the forefront of things. The news came in while we were hosting our first ever Elevate Women's Retreat that I got to do with my friend Kellyanne. Retreats are something I've never done before. And when I've stumbled on them and started hosting them, it brought me more clarity to my life, especially when you are moving fast, building multiple things, helping lots of people scale their businesses. It can be the thing that can give you the quantum leap. Today, I want to talk about a journey that's close to my heart, the transformation that happens in retreats. You see, every retreat that I've ever attended or hosted creates so much growth and transformation, especially when you fully participate. The transformation in all of this is actually doing the work. Attending a retreat is a step outside of our day-to-day routines, a break from all the noise of our regular lives, and I've hosted all women's retreats as well as co-ed retreats, and both, I can truly say, it creates things and experiences that people don't ever forget. Why? Because it's an opportunity to reconnect with ourselves, evaluate the different buckets in our lives in such a beautiful and gorgeous setting. But the magic of the retreat isn't just the escape, it's what you actually bring back with you. So how can we ensure that when we are attending a retreat or an event or you're getting away, that you're truly maximizing the experience for lasting growth? I want to dive into five essential tips. Number one is set the intentions. Before you pack for a retreat or an event, take a moment to reflect on what is it that you wish to gain from this retreat. And if you've been to any of our Play Bigger events, you know I always start with that. What is something that you're looking to get out of today or out of the event or out of the retreat? Is it clarity? Is it a pause? Is it to recharge? Is it to build connections? Is it to learn? You see, setting intentions truly act as your compass, guiding your experiences and ensuring that every activity or every workshop aligns with your growth goals. Number two is embrace discomfort. Growth often lies just beyond our comfort zones, and I've said this multiple times. Retreats can challenge us, whether it's through our silent meditation, our journaling, or doing the expansive workshops or activities, or even opening up. Embrace that discomfort, knowing it's a sign of transformation that's taking place within you. And I can say from this last retreat, there were so many amazing moments where I got to see the women truly transform because they embrace the discomfort. Number three is disconnect to reconnect. In our always on world, true disconnection is very rare these days. You know, we're so tied into our phones, our social media, checking our DMs, our text messages, our emails, work, and our never-ending to-do list. I believe that disconnecting is a gift. And I've been to some retreats where they actually take your phone, no joke, they take your phone or electronics away so you don't have access. They take this because it allows you to quiet the noise. And sometimes we need to quiet the noise to actually reconnect with ourselves and actually gain clarity. And number four is engage fully. Always be present. Whether you're at a retreat or at an event or even on a Zoom call, is be present. Whether you're doing a meditation or a workshop or a conversation, I want you guys to always give it your all. Some of the best moments on this past retreat was being fully present and learning about all the people that I got to connect with through conversations. Trust me, I could have said a lot of different things, or I could have thought about a lot of different things, because one of the things during Thursday, one of our earlier days when we did an all-day workshop, is my little one was actually flying a plane all by himself. And I was so nervous, so scared that I didn't even sleep the night before. But I believe that when you are fully present and when you actually engage is when light bulbs and breakthroughs start to happen. Participation isn't just about showing up. It's about fully immersing yourself in the experience and engaging with an open heart and mind. Because retreats are so intimate, one thing I know in the future that I will always be mindful of is if there's someone in the room that is distracting other participants, it will be a non-negotiable for me to have that person exit the retreat, because I truly believe when I look back and reflect on everyone's experience and the feedback that I got, it had shifted some people's experience. And I think as participants, we also have to be mindful and respectful to the people that are actually hosting the retreat. Number five is learn and integrate. Each day, take time to reflect on what you learned, how you can actually put it into practice, how you can actually take action. Just like anything else, don't invest the time and the money if you're not going to implement. What did you learn about yourself? How can I integrate these insights into my daily lives is what you always want to ask when you learn something new. My friends, we are done with first quarter of 2024. Now is a perfect time to really review your goals that you set for this year. And look at, how are you tracking? What are the actuals? What have you done so far? Do an audit of your business, your systems, and your people. Maybe find a retreat or a staycation, as it always recharges you and refocuses you. Retreats, I believe, help level you up. They help you expand, they create new connections, and they help you elevate in all areas of your life. And if you're looking for a retreat in the future, go to letsplaybigger.com, as I know that we'll be hosting one in September in Aruba. And I just want to say thank you all for listening to this quick episode, sending you all the love. And as always, keep playing bigger.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.